This is Southern FM's live broadcast of the VFL.
Good afternoon and welcome here to Linton Street, Moorabbin. The big game this afternoon, Sandringham Zebras take on the Frankston Dolphins. Well, he sends it to a 2-on-1, and the one wins out. And I think that might be Seckle.
It's got the magic touch.
He has. It's Darris Seckle, the fellow who kicked 4 on debut. And he's got the mark 20 metres directly in front. Seckle just floated across as he comes in and gets the first of the afternoon. So Sandy hit back here.
So the umpire, just on the centre square here, has paid a free kick to Sandringham.
And it's going to Sam Rowe at the top of the square. Wasn't nothing to do with Sam Rowe, but anyway, he slots through the goal. But I've got a feeling it was to do with Longer.
And there's still a bit of pushing and shoving.
I think Longer wanted to take the kick. He was going forward to, I think he wanted to slot the goal himself. Finds Jackson Hill. Hill's got a play. He's got wide if he wants to use him. Decides to go inside 50.
Oh, what a mark.
An unusual player to try and kick the ball as a marking forward, but David Armitage has taken it, only 25 out, directly in front. He's got a 50-metre penalty, has he? Did anyone see what that was for, Carl?
There was a player running off there for Frankston, and he might have just ran across the mark early stages, and it's turned over a 50-metre penalty.
I tell you what, I don't want to pot David Armitage because he wouldn't have been any certainty from there, but now he's...
Certainly in the left-hand pocket wouldn't have helped the left footer either, Hammers.
No.
But he came from a bit back there to take the mark, and good set of hands, Armitage, there, and another goal to the Zebras, who now lead 4 goals 2-26 to 2 goals 1-13.
Hine now just wants to put the afterburners on, takes a couple of bounces, runs through the middle and kicks long, looking for Seckle at the front, couldn't take it. Rice at the back, picks it up, screws it around the body and kicks a goal.
Great football.
As the siren sounds to end, a goalless second term there by the Zebras. They're 5-9-39. They trail it by 10 points. That is correct. 8-1-49. You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM. This is Sunday VFL football. So he's going to kick it from about 52-53 metres, you would say, Roe. So he's certainly taking a deliberate shot now as he winds himself up. He comes in, he's kicked. It's long, it's strong, and it's straight. So he gets one back, Sam Rowe. He gets his second goal of the afternoon to become just the first multiple goal scorer for the Zebras.
Inside the 4-50, Sam Rowe just flies under the ball there, and the only players are Bailey Rice, terrific pick-up, onto Gilbert, who shanks the ball, and he's going to kick a goal here. He has kicked the goal from the forward pocket here, and I'll tell you what, if you saw the way that went through, it looked as though it came off his shin there, but true goal there from one of the leaders of the Sandringham Football Club, and they've now kicked 2 in a row, but... Hammers, that was... It's hard to describe the way that went through then.
Bailey Rice picks it up, breaks a tackle, gets through 2 and bounces a goal through, and the Zebras are back in front.
Well, that was just willpower there. It was the switch across half-back created a bit of momentum, and Bailey Rice, that was just a bit of grunt and a bit of power there through the legs.
The Zebras keep the ball alive. They feed it back to Dunstan on that left boot. Dunstan from 52 metres kicks a goal. So that tells you how strong the breeze is, because Dunstan's about a 35 metre kick and he's launched that one from outside 50. They're happy to kick across the face of goal here to Chris Diggle. He turns it over, comes to Rice. Rice goes in short, spots up a teammate. That's Kai Owens. He's got the mark, only 20 metres out.
Surprised they didn't say play on there.
I actually thought that was what was going to happen. Only if you go off your mark, though. Fading a handball, shouldn't do it.
Good kick.
Just back yourself in to kick the goal, Owens, and he does. So they get another one here for the Zebras. Kai Owens.
On to Brown, who does a banana kick. Does a banana kick 30 metres backwards, but... It works out, and
that'll be 50.
Great mark by Caulfield, and it's 50. And Caulfield will be brought forward, and I would say be about 30 metres out here, and he'll have a shot. Caulfield just walking in and should kick the goal, And he does. So straight through the middle.
Ball thrown up. They need a clean getaway. They couldn't get it. The Zebras can and the siren goes.
Wow, there we go. The Zebras get home by 2 points on a classic Sunday afternoon match.
Absolutely. We had the thriller this afternoon. 11-12-78 for the Zebras. They've kicked more goals, the Dolphins, but they've gone down 12 goals for 76. Two-point winners to the Sandringham Football Club at Linton Street, Moorabbin, for the Zebras. It was 2 goals apiece to Bailey Rice and Sam Rowe. Singles to Cofield, Dunstan, Armitage, Nathan Wright, Kai Owens and Dara Suckle, along with Sam Gilbert.
You're listening to Southern FM's VFL Match of the Day.